Well, I have to admit, I was thinking about a different tune than that. But you did good. You did well. Yes. Well, Dr. Charles Johnson is a cultural psychiatrist living in Seattle. And he developed what is called creative systems theory, which is used by government agencies and education and science to try to discover how people are going to respond to the events that may take place in the future. In his books, he documents how we, over the last 30 years, have really regressed to the point, he says, where we're going to have a really difficult time dealing with the crises that are on the horizon. He says, over those last 30 years, we have regressed with regard to emotional understanding, security in our cognitive understanding of things, in our emotional place, which is really kind of interesting, because in an age where we have given people almost unlimited access, unlimited self-expression, and the unprecedented search for personal happiness, you would think people would be more happy than they are. You would think people would be more content than they really are. But that's not the case. Study after study demonstrates that we live in an age which has become more hopeless and in despair than at any other time that people can remember throughout history. So, what's happening? What's at the base of all this? Author Patrick Henry Reardon has taken note of the spiritual, behavioral, and emotional darkness that characterizes Western culture today. He writes, "We now live in a world where even the clearest manifestations of intelligent order are routinely dismissed as chaos. So grievously has the human spirit lost its use of reason." Wow. I don't know about you, but that's like, wow. So the natural question is this: what can be done about it? And you see, this is what makes the question that Jesus asked Peter and the disciples so very important, because everything hinges on that answer. Our answer to the question determines how we're going to respond when we experience those days that are dark, when it seems as though everyone is against us, maybe even those that we love and care for. Or it's going to determine our response and what we do after we have fallen into the same sin, maybe 50 times, after promising Jesus that we would never do this again. Everything hinges on the answer to the question, who do you say that I am? Today at Caesarea Philippi, as we read in the gospel reading, Jesus is going to give us a reason for hope. He's going to give us a reason to feel a bit of joy, because he's not saying to us, you need to get your act together. No, what he's saying to us is that he is going to do something about the situation in our lives, those situations that cause us all the grief of life. You see, after we've tried everything to fix ourselves, and of course we've only made it worse, right? You know that. He will do something to encourage us, to give us a sense of confidence, optimism, and hope. But he's going to do it in a way that is really unexpected. It's a way that travels through suffering, the cross, and death. Yes, we know as Christians that Jesus will be victorious, but it is going to cost him dearly. A cost the disciples, and especially Peter, really isn't willing to pay at that particular time, at least prior to the resurrection and the Pentecost event. So as I said before, Jesus and his disciples are there at Caesarea Philippi. And I think it's important that we keep in mind that they were looking out at an extremely pagan scene. There was a huge temple complex that lay before them, and it was all dedicated to the god Pan, the god of pleasure and excess and all those kinds of things. And just to the left of that was another temple that served as a gateway into the mouth of a huge cave, probably the size of this sanctuary here. That cave was thought to be the gate of the underworld, and it contained a spring that Josephus says they tried to measure and they never found the depth of the spring in that cave. And that spring rushed out of the cave, the water, in a tumultuous, huge river. Well, animal carcasses had been thrown into this thing.